Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We do not warn of false flags to try to predict horrible events. We warn of false flags to try and prevent them. They are the norm for starting massive conflicts. They are based on lies, and so we only hope that the truth will make them futile. Last week, I reported on rumors that Victoria Nuland was planning a false flag attack on a Ukrainian nuclear power plant. There is now talk in Kiev that the real president of Ukraine, Victoria Nuland, has become so desperate for NATO troops to enter Ukraine and continue this U.S. proxy war against Russia that she is willing to murder innocent locals with a radioactive cloud and blame it on Russian forces. After that report, documentary filmmaker Chris Emery, who has spent years researching PATCON, the U.S. intelligence operation to use false flags as a way of criminalizing American patriots, reached out to me with some information that shows how this is standard operating procedure for the black hats in our government.
We had done our first movie premiere in March of that year in Salt Lake City with an attorney that we actually interviewed on the film by the name of Jesse Trinidou. He was approached by a command team leader that was in charge of 10, including himself, basically commandos, to blow up the Browns Ferry nuclear power plant in Athens, Alabama, under the Operation PATCON. And then Jesse went into detail about what PATCON was, which would later morph into the Waco attack, and then the Oklahoma City bombing, and then our current present-day ramification of that was J6. That nuclear power plant is still standing today because this command leader says no, that violated their rules of engagement that they were taught in their special operations ever since he was, you know, a rookie commando. And he says, we are not killing 27 innocent U.S. civilians, no matter how much money you're paying us. Each of his partners, there were 10 commandos altogether, were given duffel bags full of cash. Each were given $5 million. They left it in the parking lot in the wee hours. He said between 2:30 and 3 o'clock in the morning, they literally left these duffel bags in the parking lot, in the far end of the parking lot, away from the nuclear power plant, and drove away. And they basically told their commanding officer at the Pentagon to F off. We are dealing with people that are of the occult, or in a dark corner of the universe that we can't even imagine. And Nuland is in that pack with Merrick Garland and several others. Without a doubt, she needs to be brought up on treason and indicted, put on trial, and thrown in prison, and the key tossed away.
We also spoke on the subject of what looks to be the beginning of a false flag being set up on the southern border, with World Economic Forum puppet Greg Abbott now calling for a civil war.
What in the world? Why did it take him almost 2.5 years to gear up? I think it's disingenuous what he's doing. There's poor ranchers and the private citizens within 50, 60 miles of the border have gotten their land, their homes robbed, their ranches decimated, trash, human waste, windows broken into, property damage. He could have put the thumbscrew on that a long time ago. Why he chose to do so now is beyond me. They're much more keen. They have the operative radar, on high alert now, and they'll be able to hopefully weed out a lot of these operatives that, whether they know it or not, are being paid by the feds to be the fly in the ointment and get a lot more people in trouble. It's just going to be a reincarnation of J6 all over again.
Expert on false flags and the southern border crisis, Michael Yawn, is also warning people not to fall for the trap.
And we already know that the so-called, I call it OGUS, the occupational government of the United States, we already know that it's out of control. We already know that it's... The only rules that it plays by is anything it can get away with, it will do, right? We already know that. We saw January 6th. We see Americans have to show their ID and get searched and whatnot to get on airplanes. Meanwhile, they got illegals, straight up invaders, coming across the border by the thousands every day that can board aircraft without any ID. There are no rules. We are clearly being hunted. And, the American citizens, patriots, are clearly being hunted. They're looking for any excuse to go to war, and they will do it. I mean, obviously, there's going to be a very serious war. It's clearly coming. Don't walk into their traps. Do not do it. Why would you go to Eagle Pass, which is so baited, when Abbott clearly could close the border if he wanted to. This is clearly a wrestling match. This is clearly a show. That's the Thunderdome. Don't.
You know, I sit up here and I yell and scream about the New World Order and the globalists. They're planning to get rid of the borders and release a virus and have a global power grab. And you saw it all come true. But there's a inverse of that. There's not just the bad stuff I'm telling you about. There's the good stuff I'm telling you about. And just like our information is the best you're going to find out there, our supplements are amazing. So our new special in the last half of January 2024 is here. It's Real Red Pill Plus and DNA Force Plus, both 50% off. We're calling it the Supercharged Special. You can get either one of these great items at 40% off individually or together for 50% off. Now, the time we have left, I can't tell you why they're so great and what they do for your body. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, look at the ingredients and investigate it, and then get them. It supports the InfoWar, and it'll change your life. Take advantage now, InfoWarsStore.com.
Listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Gentlemen, welcome to this live Tuesday, January 30th, 2024 transmission. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We're going to be live here for the next 4 hours. Our crew is now down at the Texas border. We're going to have live reports from there and a lot of important reports being filed at InfoWars.com, Band.video, and of course on Real Alex Jones and the InfoWars channel, as well as our other great host channels there on X, formerly Twitter. Okay, look, I was sitting here right before we went live looking at all this news, and I just want to say something. This morning I had some errands to take care of. I normally just drive straight to work, so I was driving around quite a bit this morning, so I listened to probably, in traffic, hour and a half of talk radio. And I just sampled probably 15 different conservative radio shows in Austin, in San Antonio, in Dallas, because I get, you know, we get all those Texas talk radio channels. And it was just so amateurish. And it was so hawkish and World War III. And we've got to go ahead and just nuke Iran now. And World War III is going to be so wonderful. And I noticed World War III was trending number one this morning on X. I got up at 4:30 and was doing work around the house before my daughter got up, before my wife got up. And I had it up on my big computer, you know, screen at my desk. And I was just, I probably spent an hour going through all the World War III stuff. And I saw prominent conservative channels, prominent conservative talk show hosts saying stuff like, World War III is the best option. That's a quote. Tweeted, posted one of those, and then I saw the majority of people telling, you know, those folks they're crazy, but also some saying, oh, you're just a Russian agent, or you're an Iranian agent. What I am is an agent of not wanting nuclear war. The West has been in continued conflict with Iran for decades. The United States routinely bombs and kills Iranian forces all around the world, and we killed, Trump killed their top general. And look, when they hit us, I say kill their generals. That's what you do. You blow them up in their car when they're driving, you know, to the grocery store. Same thing with Hamas. I've said that. Well, I said Israel, if they just would have gone after the leadership of Hamas, which doesn't even live in Gaza, they would have used assassination teams to go and kill them. Then they would have the world's support. But this carpet bomb Gaza stuff, which is the only way Israel could, quote, try to get rid of Hamas, and we war gamed that, will give Israel a short-term victory, but will destroy Israel in the eyes of the world. And all of that happens. So I got all this news to hit, but I am just beyond exacerbated, and I know a lot of you are too, that the danger level has never been higher on our planet. And even Blinken, the Secretary of State, just came out. I've got a video clip of him saying that. But don't they forget that it's their policies that are doing this. These people are just horrible. Bibbit is going to be joining us coming up at the bottom of the hour to talk about this and the Trump campaign and a lot more. And then we have Doc Chambers, the great former Green Beret commander and medical doctor, coming on in the fourth hour, so I look forward to that. He's leading one of the main convoys down to the Texas border. In fact, the first convoy that will actually arrive there, the other big one going off the East Coast down to Florida and then over to Texas. We'll get there on Saturday. There's another big one from California scheduled to get there on Sunday. Again, we've got our reporters at the Texas border right now. We're going to have a lot of reports coming out on that. And we'll have reporters continually down there for the next 2 weeks at least. So look for all those reports here on American Journal and on at 8 a.m. every weekday, and then 11 a.m. my show, and then 3 p.m. with Owen Schroyer and the War Room. So we've got that information, a lot of military news to go over. And then some other things that really illustrate the mindset of the people that have hijacked this country. I mentioned it yesterday, but I didn't get to it. I want to play the video today of Ilhan Omar saying she didn't care about America. She cares about Somalia and expanding Somalia's power. She tried to slip in a deal a few years ago to change the Minnesota flag to basically the Somali flag. And these people are crazy. And that dovetails with the new thing that came out yesterday afternoon with the press secretary, the black Raggedy Ann. White House spokesman called out for odd condolence statement of three U.S. troops fighting and dying for the administration. Well, I remember the press reports at the time, because it was in the L.A. Times, when Bill Clinton won the election back in 1992 and was getting into office in 93 at the inauguration, F-16s flew over. And a big director, producer, Ron Silver, got mad and said, "How dare them? They're threatening us." And Hillary pulled him by the arm in front of the press that saw it happen, some members of the press, and said, "Ron, it's okay. They're under our control now. They work for us." Now, imagine the weird Los Angeles, L.A., New World Order, Hollywood mindset that they hate this country so much, and that even when they get control of it, they destroy it because they have a fundamental spiritual chip on their shoulder. So we saved Ilhan Omar. If you don't know the story, she got saved by U.S. troops when she was a little kid and moved here. And then she just boils and oozes and glows and burns with an America hate because she feels insecure. She feels like she's a sack of garbage. And I don't think Somalis are sacks of garbage, but America used to really be number one in everything. And so these people have gotten into the cult of hating it and running it down. In fact, Harrison Smith last week, the little piece that I forgot to play, if you guys can find it, I sent it to you, I think, like last Friday. And Harrison was playing a clip of a lady that's for real saying, "America's never been great. America's horrible. America's always been evil." And you have to understand, with these people, that's really their mindset. I liken it to the barbarians that finally conquered Rome in 410. And instead of occupying Rome and taking over its palaces, they just burned it all down. And so it'd be like if some architect built something and you didn't like the architect's politics, but it was a beautiful, valuable building, and then you somehow get given the building, and so you blow it up just out of spite. So there's no sense of a lot of these illegals and others they brought in, these so-called UN refugees, of wanting to make America greater, being part of it. Because because they're taught by the UN when they're brought in and by the left to hate this country. And that's not just something the right wing says about the left. They really do hate America. And anything that they associate it with, success, good families, Christianity, being honorable, Leave It to Beaver. You know, they think something like Leave It to Beaver. And that's how my dad was brought up. That's how my mom was brought up. And they're like people from Leave It to Beaver, okay? They see that as square and stupid and dumb, to be honest, and wholesome and good. And they think people that try to be good are wimps. They don't know that we're actually learned and educated and historically informed and spiritually dialed in. If we wanted to be evil, you'd be in a lot of trouble. Because we're way better at it than you. Believe me. That's how I know what you're up to. I can pick up on your evil. I have the knowledge of evil, not just good. But I just wanted to sink into the listeners that this is a spiritual disease and that the left worldwide are basically NPCs set on a mission to burn down the world. All right, we got a ton of news lined up today and so much more. Stay with us.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Segment. I'm going to cover what's happening with the border, economics, and more in the second hour. And in the third hour, we'll be taking your phone calls again in the second and third hour on this live Tuesday, January 30th broadcast. But let's dive right in to what's happening. Here's Joe Biden during the campaign a few years ago before he stole the election, saying that if, you know, Trump gets in, we're basically going to have massive war with Iran. Now, of course, it's the complete opposite. Now he's in there and they're pushing for total war.
The world has changed because of what Trump has done. And the American people, including independents and some Republicans, know how bad he is, know how much he's misrepresented, know how he's getting close to getting us in a war. I said, as the walls close in on this man, I'm worried he's going to get us to war in Iran. Unfortunately, I may have been right. The fact of the matter is there's a lot at stake in this election.
All right. Here is the Secretary of State yesterday saying that this is the most dangerous situation in a long time.
I would argue that we've not seen a situation as dangerous as the one we're facing now across the region since at least 1973.
Now, here is the State Department / Pentagon spokesperson saying they have no evidence Iran's behind this. Let's be clear. Iran is giving weapons to these different Shiite militias. They're proxies. They're not in complete command of them, but Iran does not get a pass for this, and it's not good they killed three of our soldiers and injured 20-something others. Okay? And it's not good that they're proxies, the Houthis out of Yemen, are attacking ships. So let's get that straight. Iran's out of control. Biden gave them $6 billion. They know Biden's weak. They're sucking us into a water war. This is dangerous. The Iranian leadership are crazy. They believe in end-of-the-world stuff and all the rest of it. They want to invoke it. And this is just all out of control. China is in the year of the dragon, which they think is their luckiest year. And they're not really religious, but they are into luck. It's like their religion. They're talking about invading right now. You already got a war with Russia. You got NATO saying full war with Russia is imminent. This is crazy town, ladies and gentlemen. So let's go to a clip here of the Pentagon admitting that has no evidence of Iran behind the attack. And yeah. Iran's not taking credit, which leans towards the fact that their proxy didn't do this under orders. Doesn't matter. They gave them the high-tech drone. But again, you've got the neocons and the Democratic leadership calling for a full-out war, and it's a bad sign that they didn't just hit a bunch of rebels with 100 airstrikes or something. That would be the right response, you know, 20 times what they did to us. A full attack on Iran will explode into a regional war guarantee that's already going on and probably into full World War III. That's what most analysts believe. So that's where we are right now. Here's the Pentagon and here's the State Department.
Just to follow up, you said Iran was behind the attack. So what does that mean? Have you seen evidence of financing or directing anything specific to this attack? Not just generally, but specifically.
So maybe I need to clarify further from what Lita had mentioned. We know that Iran funds these groups, like Kitab Hezbollah. We know that these IRGC-backed militias are the ones responsible for attacks on our troops in Iraq and Syria. Beyond that, we're doing an intelligence assessment. So we don't have... I can't give you today that...
This attack, linking it to Iran.
We just know that Iran funds these groups, like Kitab Hezbollah and other groups that have attacked our forces, but I don't have more to share on...
As
a general matter, yes.
Now let's go to Joy Reid, who says that if a white person has cornrows, that they're appropriating black culture. By the way, white people have always braided their hair. It doesn't matter if you want to appropriate black culture or white culture. It's all pure crap. But here she is with her blonde-haired devil hair caught on a hot mic saying, oh, another effing war. Here it is.
Over the weekend, President Biden said he's ready to take action if Congress is serious about solving the border issue.
If that bill were the law today, I'd shut down the border right now and fix it quickly. And Congress needs to get it done.
Starting another f***ing war.
Oh, yeah.
Trying to kill the deal.
So imagine what she really says behind the scenes. These people know they are frauds, ladies and gentlemen. They're mercenaries. Speaking of mercenaries, here's the White House press secretary clown saying that the troops died for the Biden administration.
What I will say, our deepest, obviously our deepest condolences go out, and our heartfelt condolences go out to the families who lost three folks who are military folks, who are brave, who are always fighting, who are fighting on behalf and of this administration, of the American people. Obviously, more importantly, we lost those souls.
What is wrong with her and Biden and Kamala Harris and all these people? They can barely talk. It's like Alexander Soros, because they're following scripts. And if they haven't been given the script, they don't know what to say because they're empty people. They are dangerous morons that the world does not respect. Iran engaged in a couple of attacks under Trump. And Trump said no to the Republican-Democratic establishment wanting a full bombardment of Tehran that would have led to a wider war. Instead, Trump said, we're going to kill Soleimani. And they killed the leader of their military. And notice you didn't see anything out of the Iranians after that. That's what you do. You kill their leaders. You kill the generals. You kill... When you're taking out the mafia, you want to bust the Don. You don't sit there and go to a full war, because you can't. Iran has forces in hundreds of countries, including ours. We've let them in. You can't just run around trying to find all of them. You have to cut their money off, and you have to kill their leadership. And I don't want to kill their leadership. I'm just saying, if they fund and run Hamas attacks on Israel, Israel would have had the high ground, and I would have supported them going after the leadership of Hamas and the Quds Forces leaders. That's the Iranian militia. But instead, they give them a total propaganda victory and murder 20,000 innocent people. And murdering thousands of innocent Jews does not mean it's okay to then go murder 10,000, 20,000 Palestinians. And again, I care about both groups. I don't have a dog in the fight about which side I'm on. I'm on the side of justice. And you can pull up some of the tweets I reposted on X, where major conservative, you know, accounts and groups are just saying, we need World War III. They're saying World War III is the best option. And they're not thinking through what World War III means. Once the nukes start going, once they start getting used, there isn't an analyst out there that says it isn't a vast probability it then leads to full nuclear war and then we're all dead. Unless you're living in some South Pacific island. And again, even if you're in some bunker in Wyoming, folks, there's a full nuclear war. The scenarios make Road Warrior look like a walk in the park, because there'll be tens of millions of dead, hundreds of millions with energy off, breakdown of the food chain, and then people are just going to come dig you out of your bunkers, ladies and gentlemen, and eat your ass. I mean, I've looked at the scenarios. I should do a whole breakdown. Have you seen Viggo Mortensen in The Road? That's what you're talking about. Okay, a year after a nuclear war, that's what you're looking at. You're looking at cannibalism within 2 weeks. All right, folks. We'll be right back. Stay with us. We've got Vivek joining us. The second American Revolution is happening now, right in front of you. And you're tuned in to InfoWars because you're either looking for the truth or you're already a patriot. I'm asking you now to realize we are at the fulcrum, the crossroads in the fight for human destiny and human future. Please spread the word about the broadcast. Please buy great products at InfoWarsStore.com. And please pray for the transmission. Without you, we're going to fail. But if you simply take action and spread the word and pray for the broadcast and buy the products, you will continue to aid us together in our victory against these tyrants. But now is the time to make the decision. I know there's millions of forms of media out there and all this BS, and the globalists hope you get lost in all of it. But notice the globalists, the New World Order, are coming after us because they realize we've got their number. Think about it. InfoWars is the tip of the spear. If you want to support the tip of the spear, that decision is up to you. Please support us now at InfoWars Store.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a two-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Vivek Ramaswamy is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. And boy, he was popular running for president. He's even more popular now. I've talked to a lot of insiders. They say Trump is strongly considering him for the vice president, which is a really smart move on so many fronts. We'll briefly speak about that coming up, but I was just asking Vivek during the break when he was dialing into us what he thinks is front and center. And so we're going to lay out what's happening with the campaign, what's happening in the markets, what's happening with the ESGs, really cutting to the core of the central bank digital currencies and this whole globalist New World Order party we're facing and how the public's waking up to that. We'll talk about the serious drums of war with Iran and so much more. So congratulations on all the great work, and congratulations on just on X a day, because I follow you religiously, and so does Elon. You're reaching like 30, 40 million people a day. This is just explosive. So congratulations.
Thank you, Alex. We're just getting warmed up. And as I told you at the start of the campaign, when we got started in this, at least the first time we spoke, I'm all in for the country. And you know what? The people of this country made loud and clear who they want to lead the America First movement to the next level. The next 4 years, that's going to be Donald Trump. And he has my full support. And I'm going to do everything I can in my power. I mean that, Alex, to the fullest, to make sure he's the next president. But also, in the meantime, use my talents and my energy to make sure that we are saving this country in every way, not just within the government, but outside the government as well.
Well, you're not just a great communicator to decipher how the enemy operates. I want you to say it in your own words, which you were telling me during the break, that I think is dead on. But also as VP, and I know we're not pushing that right now, that'd be the ultimate insurance policy, because they'd be just as scared of you as Trump. So I hate to make this gonzo about you, but it kind of is about you and just why they fear Trump so much. Give us your take on where America is right now and what we should all be doing.
Look, I think that there's a basic principle that our government is not following right now. The people who we elect to run the government should be the ones who actually run the government. That's not the case right now, Alex. You know that as well as I do. And so part of what the Donald Trump re-election looks like is that's once again not just electing the policies that you and I favor. It's a re-electing a way of life in America where the people who we elect are actually the ones who run the show. One of the things I said in my campaign was that I would fire 75% of federal bureaucrats, shut down government agencies, actually decimate that deep state. And I think that's what Donald Trump right now, the people who are left in this race, obviously Donald Trump is going to be the person to get that done. And I will help him in every way that I can. But that swamp, that doesn't just exist in government. It actually exists in every sphere of our lives, from our universities to corporate America to large asset managers. That horizontal managerial class, the bureaucrats, the rise of the committee class, they've really sucked the air out of every one of our institutions, not just the government, but our capital markets, corporate America, our higher education institutions, our schools. And so one of the things I'm focused on, even the mainstream media, Alex, and so one of the things I'm focused on even this year, you know, it's going to be still 1 year before Donald Trump takes over as the next president of the United States. We're going to make sure that that happens. In that year, how much change can we drive in the other institutions outside of government as well? Because that's going to be part of how we revive and save this country as well. And so that's part of what I'm focused on, is continuing to defeat the ESG cartel in the private sector, continuing to defeat the managerial class in our nation's top and elite universities. And I'm focused on that in every aspect of our lives, not just government. But yes, I will be helping Donald Trump in whatever way I can to do that in the federal government as well.
Vivek, pulling back here, because you really are a great analyst down at the 1 foot view and the 1,000 foot view and the 35,000 foot view and the 100 mile up view. How would you describe where the country, where the world is right now, and how important each and every person is to be active and vocal and really who we should see ourselves as? Because you mentioned the managerial bureaucrats. Klaus Schwab and the UN write about how they've penetrated the cabinets, how they control half the governments of the world, how they're this global uniparty, so people see it as their governments, but no, it's really this group. And with you and Trump and myself and Tucker Carlson and others, we're really spotlighting that it's populist, nationalist, free market people and traditionalists versus these globalists that are coming after anything basic and good and wholesome, because it stands in the way of their monopoly of power. And I think you are the best, other than Trump, at illustrating that.
So, look, I think that we're part of what I would call a libertarian nationalist movement. Actually, it's not just libertarian. It's not just nationalist. It's freedom loving nationalist movement to say that we're citizens of this nation, not some nebulous global citizen. And we're going to be proud of that. We live in a 1776 moment. You ask me, what do I see right now globally? I think 2024 is a 1776 kind of year, Alex. That's what I believe. And I think that that's a special time to be alive. I mean, if you think about it, what is our responsibility? It's what our founding fathers would tell us. What would Thomas Jefferson or John Jay or George Washington or Alexander Hamilton, what would those guys tell us, Benjamin Franklin, if they were alive today? I think they would tell us, you have another 250 years and then some still left in this American journey. But you're going to have to do it the way we did in 1776, in stepping up and seizing that for ourselves. Today, in this moment, that doesn't mean resorting to the revolution like we did in 1776. but doing it through the front door of the ballot box, peacefully. And I think that this is our moment to revive those 1776 ideals and that spirit. They had to fight a revolution over King George in England to be able to do it. I think the way we have an opportunity to do it this year is through the ballot box and through reclaiming and recapturing every one of our institutions that have been captured. But that's the spirit I want people to see, is that 1776 was fought over the basic idea that we, the people, create a government that is accountable to us, not the other way around. And I think we live in one of those moments today where Republicans and Democrats alike have rejected that vision, to say it's a small group of managerial elites in the back of palace halls in old world England, or in the back of three-letter government agency buildings, or in the back of BlackRock's corner office today, that instead make the right decisions for the rest of society at large. That's an old 1776 question. That ugly monster has reared its head again today in the year 2024. And I think just as it was true in 1776, it's true today that we, the people, have to stand up for an actual government that is accountable back to us, to make sure the people we elect to run the government, the U.S. president, the congressmen, the senators, they're once again the ones who actually wield political power rather than the bureaucrats.
And I totally agree. When we talked briefly for a minute or two before we went live, you said, I really want to speak to the ESGs, the central bank digital currencies. Look at the success we've had with just a few state attorney generals getting BlackRock and others to back off massively on ESGs and global corporate governance, for those that don't know, by just saying we're not going to put our government pension funds in you if you try to dictate political policy to us. And then overnight, with a little bit of pushback, they pulled back probably 80%. That shows it's a paper tiger if we identify it, if we're aware of it. So you're advising President Trump, and I know he's already spoken about this, but what is your advice to him and to us and to the world about really spotlighting the ESGs, the central bank digital currencies, because they really are everything?
So one of the things I've appreciated in my interactions with President Trump is how receptive he is to the right policies. It's not what the mainstream media portrays of him. The truth is, this is a man who actually wants to get to the bottom of doing what's right for the country, even if it's new information that he didn't have before. So when I was with him in New Hampshire backstage, Alex, for example, we had a conversation about the perils of a central bank digital currency. And I respect President Trump's humility. Most politicians will try to act like they're know-it-alls. He actually got to the bottom of it. What is it? What does it mean? Why is this a threat? He thought about it. Later day, I was with him at a rally about a week later, and he rolled out the fact that he made a commitment that we would never proceed with a central bank digital currency in the United States based on the conversation I had had with him just 5 days earlier when he dived deep and figured it out. And so that's one of the reasons why I'm honored and excited to be working one way or another with President Trump. And I think it's another reason why we have to have him in the White House to see this through. But the real threats we face to our liberty today aren't just coming through the front door of big government. They're coming through a new hybrid of big government and big business that together are far more powerful than either one alone, where the government is delegating its political authority to not just three-letter agencies, but those three-letter agencies are then delegating their political power to private actors like tech companies that censor speech through the back door that the government couldn't censor through the front door, like banks and financial institutions, asset managers like BlackRock that vote for policies fighting climate change.
And Vivek, how do we stop that?
The government couldn't anyway. So one of the ways we stop that is, first of all, a lot of the money propping this up is coming from the government. So a lot of what the state attorneys general are doing are steps in the right direction. One of the ways, Alex, is through competition. The company that I started before I actually ran for president is called Strive, that competes directly against BlackRock and State Street and Vanguard, by offering investment products that are the same kinds of investment products, but don't vote for woke.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Is indeed successfully elected, not just by a small margin, but by a landslide. I do believe that there is an establishment plot absolutely to keep him out of office in whatever way.
Well, they admit
can.
There is.
And we got to stay ahead of it, keep naming the problem, and the more we're naming it, the less likely it is they're able to effectuate whatever it is that they have in store. And so that's why people like you and I and Tucker and others and Trump himself and Elon and others need to be speaking unsparingly about what we see playing out. You know, what the left likes to call, or the mainstream media will call, conspiracy theories. I actually just call nothing more than an amalgam of incentives hiding in plain sight. That's really what it is. And so keep naming those incentives, keep calling that out. And I think that allows us to make sure the right thing actually happens. And, you know, whatever role it is, I appreciate your kind words, but whatever role it is, I'm all in to help the country. And whether that's inside the government or outside the government, there's a role for every one of us to play to reclaim who we really are as Americans.
Absolutely. We got about 6-7 minutes left. I really, again, appreciate your time. Let me throw a smorgasbord of quick questions at you. You talk about Congress is funding so many of these NGOs and these globalist groups. That's totally true. And I'm glad to see finally people are, oh, it's the UN running the invasion camps built in Central and South America. And that's been on record forever. That's who ran the invasion of Europe. And people, you know, Congress is funding the State Department that funds the majority of that. I know Trump pulled us out of the UN migration treaty because he didn't want the UN in charge of policy. But right there, we can just cut that funding off and the problem ends. I know you've said that. Elon Musk came out and blast Biden for push for border deal. He said we already have the laws in place. You're running it executively. You've said that. Trump said it. But I think Trump could do a little better job. I know he's got a lot going on to point out, because they're just spinning it, as you know, that Trump is refusing a deal to fix it. No, the deal Biden has floated is an amnesty. So can you speak to that?
Thank you. Alex, you actually hit the nail on the head right there. This idea of a legislative deal to fix the border is a farce. And the reason why is we already have the laws on the books to address the border crisis. What we're missing is an executive who's actually enforcing those laws. So many people don't know this, Alex. Remain in Mexico, that policy, is still the law of the land in the United States of America. That hasn't changed. It's just that Mayorkas and the deep state within the Department of Homeland Security is refusing to enforce it. That's the reality. 287G, it's another section of the law that effectively allows the Department of Homeland Security and allows for ICE to delegate their warrant service power to local law enforcement, which would allow us to actually round up and deport anybody who's in this country illegally. That's already the law in this country. So the idea that we need new laws passed is actually a farce designed to just blame certain people like Trump or others, artificially blame them, when in fact the reality is all you need is a president who understands the law deeply, but who also has the conviction and the spine to enforce that law unsparingly. So that's why I ran for president. I think it's going to take somebody who is willing to break things in Washington, D.C., but is also deeply conversant and understanding of the law and the Constitution to use that power. Well, you know what? I'm going to now do everything in my power to make sure Donald Trump is successful in that role and has that understanding. But this idea of, oh, there's a border deal that the Republicans or Trump or the America First Wing is stonewalling, it's artificial, it's fake, it's wrong. Because actually, the laws on the books are already plenty sufficient. All we need is a chief executive who actually has the spine to enforce.
Absolutely.
It.
We're almost out of time.
If I have anything to do with it, we're going to make sure we do.
Beautiful. Everybody can follow you. We'll put your X account right up there. Somebody can get on that and follow that. In just a few minutes, the Iran situation. Obviously, we know they're backing a lot of these groups. It's not good. But to me, it looks like we're being sucked into a trap. Israel's been sucked in. Where do you think this is going?
So, yeah, I mean, a few things. There's three of America's sons that were killed, and that's a travesty, and my heart goes out to them and their families. And one of the lessons we have to learn is to say that if we're really standing by our troops, if the people who are standing for us, we have to stand behind them. And the way we stand behind them is make sure that our troops are only ever deployed in a situation where they're actually advancing American interests.
And they're sticking them out there like a bunch of bait on a mousetrap.
Exactly.
They're just little bases all surrounded by enemies.
And you know what the irony is, we now live in the worst of all worlds where many of our sons and daughters are sitting as sitting ducks, when in fact we actually could use our own military to protect our own borders in this country, which is something that we're failing to do. The border discussion we had versus this, they're not unrelated, Al. They're two sides
You're
of
right.
the same coin. We're using our resources to protect other people's borders when we're failing to protect our own here in this country from places like Ukraine or elsewhere. Now, part of what's happening is you have a neocon establishment in the Republican Party, in the neoliberal establishment, the Democratic Party, that effectively have been rooting for a war with Iran for a very long time. For three decades or more, these people have been wanting to bomb Iran. And I think they're just looking for an excuse to actually do it. I think this could be a disaster, actually, for the United States. We cannot fall into this trap of a preemptive strike at a moment where that doesn't advance our interests. We have to stand for our own troops and our own national interests. But that's a separate question from whether we want a preemptive strike on Iran. Anybody heard of a super EMP attack? If you haven't, you should look it up. An electromagnetic pulse attack. Iran, other countries have a capability. Do we actually want to be in a situation where other adversaries who have the power to take out our electric grid in a matter of days could be in a position to actually do so? No, that's not the place we want to go. And so here's my view. The people who we elect to run our government, they owe a moral duty to the citizens of this nation, the United States of America, not any other one. And you know what? I do stand for Israel's right to national self-defense. I stand fully for that. What Hamas did to Israel was wrong. It was subhuman. It was medieval. It was immoral. And Israel has the right to defend itself. And so if I was on the phone with Bibi, I would tell him, you know what? You should smoke the terrorists on your own southern border, and we're going to smoke the terrorists on our own southern border if that's what's required. Move our own military to our own southern border. Protect this nation. And the ultimate irony of this, Alex, is that we're actually failing to do that here at home, while we're increasing the risk of major conflict abroad.
Absolutely.
When, in fact, it could be the reverse of that.
Final question. I know you got to go. George Soros, and even in Europe, they admit George Soros' son is financing movements to shut down the farmers protesting being shut down by the ESGs and the carbon taxes. They're trying the same thing here. They're one of the main groups getting taxpayer money out of the State Department to then fund the open borders. They've gotten thousands of DAs, more than a dozen of the state attorney generals. They're the ones doing the lawfare. To me, that looks like organized crime. I know you're a lawyer. Next time you come on, think about it, talk about it, but advising Trump just a minute or so on Soros and how he's gotten control of the Democratic Party and how they're just coming after Trump, all of us. I mean, that's really the monkey on our back here, the gorilla on our back.
One person you should have on the show is an America First patriot who endorsed me in Iowa, Steve King, who's actually called out a lot of this, even in the state of Iowa, where I spent time. A lot of these Soros-affiliated people, they're funding these carbon capture pipelines, committing eminent domain violations in the United States. Similar things going on in Europe as well. And so we have to get to the root cause, get to the head of the snake. And in many cases, these head of the snakes are these transnational institutions that are hostile to our own sovereignty in the United States. And so one of the things that I'll be talking to President Trump about, surely, if I think these are topics he is interested in, is we need to stop using our own taxpayer money to fund institutions that are hostile to the sovereignty of the United States.
Yeah, defund
Whether
Soros.
That's the World Economic Forum or the UN or the WHO or three-letter institutions here in the United States. Stop using our money to fund institutions hostile to our own sovereignty. That'll go a long way to actually getting our country back. And yeah, Steve King is a guy who actually has looked at a lot of this at the ground level, who I think could actually be a great person.
He was on. We're going to get him on again. Great guy. You're absolutely right. No one's talking about this but you, Trump, Steve King, a few others, Lou Dobbs. That is the head of the snake, and that's because they don't want it discussed because it's so easy. Look at El Salvador. 2 years, most dangerous country in the world, now one of the safest. It was good leadership. We have what we need to turn it around. Vivek Ramaswamy, thank you so much, sir. We'll talk to you soon, and Godspeed.
Thank you.
Well, that was powerful as usual. Man, they are scared of that guy. And we were very, very honored and blessed to have him on with us. Okay, here's what's going to happen. I want to take your calls. I got a lot of news, a lot of clips, a lot of craziness. But I want to open the phones up for first-time callers, long-time callers, never called, agree, disagree. We do not screen your calls except have a clean phone line, and we'd like you to tell us where you're calling from. You can tell us how you're listening. And you don't even have to do that. You can say you're calling from the moon, or you can stay anonymous. I don't care. Just have a clean phone line. I'll give the toll-free number out when we start the next hour. So much news on the border I want to hit first, and Soros and all of it, and some big new coming news. Before I go any further, though, very exciting. We've taken the nitric boost formula that you've seen great folks, like Dr. Judy Mikkel would say, is one of the best she's seen at cleaning out the blood, really detoxifying and doing amazing things with all the stuff that's going on and happening. Nitric boost, we have now reformulated it, new bottle, even stronger, new manufacturer. The other one was great. This is even better. So the new nitric boost is now available. Go read about it. See what's in it. It is amazing. It is just jam-packed with these great capsules. It is so powerful. The new and improved Nitric Boost, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and it is discounted out of the gates. What is that, 40% off? Wow. Nitric Boost, 40% off, already a bestseller, 40% off Nitric Boost, InfoWarsStore.com, and selling out quickly, the first run of Next Level Foundational Energy with the methylfolate and more. You need to get Next Level Foundational Energy, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. Stay with us.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.